Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and this is night 8 of our 8 nights of His light, purification by fire. Luke 3:16-17, He will baptize you with the Ruach HaKodesh and fire. His winnowing fork is in His hand to thoroughly clear His threshing floor and to gather the wheat into His barn, but He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The Greek word for fire is the word pure or puros. And I just want to read one of the definitions. Again, if you get the book, there's more details. But it refers to evils, calamities, trials, which purify the faith and hearts of believers, as fire tries and purifies precious metals. The works of men are represented as a building of which only the inflammable parts, gold, silver, and precious stones, can withstand fire. The worker or builder himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Means that he will escape from the fire which destroys those of his works, which are wood, hay, and stubble. Fire is used in a proverbial expression, out of the fire, implying with difficulty or scarcely. Yaakov, or James 3:5-6, so also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. See how so small a fire sets ablaze so great a forest. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a world of evil placed among our body parts. It pollutes the whole body and sets on fire the course of life. It is set on fire by Gehenna. Regarding boasteth great things, for this word may be taken in a good sense, a bridled and sanctified tongue that is influenced by the grace of God and directed by the Spirit of God, as it speaks great and good things, it has great power, weight, and influence. The tongue of the just is a choice silver, and the lips of the righteous feed many. Proverbs 10:20. The gospel is preached by Messiah's faithful ministers, who are the Kehillah's tongue, when it comes not in word only, but in power, is the power of God unto salvation. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by this word. By it souls are convinced, converted, and comforted, enlightened, quickened, and sanctified. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. With vast quantities of wood, large forests, stately buildings, and populous towns and cities are at once seized on by a little fire, a few sparks, and in short time burnt down and utterly destroyed. One of the proverbs of Ben Sira is, burning fire kindles great heaps, suggesting that an evil tongue does great mischief, as did the tongue of the Doeg the Edomite, as the gloss upon it observes. From hence the apostle passes to consider the abuse or vices of the tongue. John Gill's Exposition of the Bible. Psalm 29:7-11. The voice of Adonai hews out flames of fire. The voice of Adonai shakes the desert. Adonai shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Adonai makes the deer writhe in birth and strips forests bare, and his temple all are saying glory. Adonai sits enthroned over the flood. Yes, Adonai sits as king forever. Adonai gives strength to his people. Adonai blesses his people with shalom. That word fire in the Hebrew is es, a common feminine noun meaning fire. The word is used in various ways. It refers to any fire that breaks out and burns up something, whether people, things, or animals. Both idols and the golden calf were burned by fire. It is used as a symbol for God. It describes the fire made for cooking and roasting, etc. It was used on the brazen altar to burn sacrifices. In some cases, it was the fire from the Lord which consumed the sacrifices. It was used to describe strange fire offered before the Lord, meaning incense not commanded by the Lord, or es zorah. It was used to depict lightning in the plagues in Egypt. The Lord's anger could be depicted as burning fire. But great wickedness was also described as consuming like fire. The word is used in various short phrases in connection with other words, and it is used to depict a torch or flame of fire. With several other words, it means spark of fire, or oven of fire, or flame of fire, or tongue of fire. 1 Peter 1:7, these trials are so that the true metal of your faith, far more valuable than gold, which perishes though refined by fire, may come to light in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Messiah Yeshua. As we desire to walk in obedience, God is purifying us and taking the dross out of our lives, the complacency, the tendency to compromise and become faithless, so that He can make us unto vessels He can use in the last days before Messiah Yeshua returns. Psalm 12:7. The words of Adonai are pure words, like silver refined in an earthly crucible, purified seven times. Psalm 66:10, for you have tested us, O God. You have purified us as silver is refined. Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of God is purified. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. 1 Corinthians 3:10, to 23. According to the grace of God which was given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and another builds on it, but let each consider carefully how he builds on it. For no one can lay any other foundation than what is already laid, which is Yeshua the Messiah. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each one's works will become clear. For the day will show it, because it is to be revealed by fire, and the fire itself will test each one's work, what sort it is. If anyone's work built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but as through fire. Don't you know that you are God's temple, and that the Ruach Elohim dwells among you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Let no one deceive you if anyone thinks he is wise in this age. Let him become a fool, so he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the sight of God, for it is written, He catches the clever in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are useless. So let no one boast about men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Kepha, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Messiah, and Messiah is God's. Shalom and Yeshua. Hope your Hanukkah was blessed and filled with His light. May this be a time of us rededicating our lives, allowing His light to shine upon us, allowing His fire to purge us from those things that are hindering our walk. And may we become menorahs filled with light, filled with His oil in the dark days we are living in. In Yeshua's name, amen.